The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Back on the All Access Postgame Show, Glenn Clark, MC McFadden, and Kathy Raley, the head coach of the Mustangs, now joins us. That one was kind of fun.
Fun for everybody but me, I think. I'll tell you what, the last second of the game was fun for me. Right? That's about all I can say.
Right. Yeah. You ever been involved with a game where the only lead you had was at the end of overtime?
I can't say that I have, but you know, that's the only time you need to be leading. Correct. So,
amen to
yeah.
that.
Amen. Yeah.
The guts your team showed.
Sure.
Trailing 8-3 late in the first half, trailing throughout the second half.
Right.
To fight in the final minute and come away with it, how much does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me, and I think that that will go for some strength later in the season when we play some teams that maybe are a little bit tougher. We had some people missing today, and it showed. And I think that, you know, when we get back to full strength, this is not as close of a game as it could it was today. We had 42 fouls today. We were getting called for hard checks. We knew this team was going to be a team that likes to take a dive every time that they're checked. We knew it, and we were prepared for it, and the game came around, and we just couldn't get away from the foul being called. So it was very frustrating from the sideline to watch officials who are college-level officials really calling a lot of checks. But they called early and tight. We needed to adjust. We didn't. And that kept Lycoming in the game and should not have.
Well, Glenn Clark will testify that MC McFadden was not happy with all the calls that Kathy Raley's team got tonight. 42-14. Just a little lopsided, Kathy.
And that, you know, I was glad to see them issue the card at the end because they had horizontal sticks to body everywhere and were not only were they not getting carded for it, they were not even getting the whistle blown.
Right. I agree.
So I have no idea. I don't know if it's something that we did. We play a highly aggressive defense. We check hard. We check legally in very controlled U-shaped checks away from the head, and every single one was called.
Everyone
they saw was called. Mm-hmm. We also had an issue where we had two players carded that were nowhere near the play. So the officials had so little control of what was going on with that we had two. Nikki was called for a yellow card, yes. Her first yellow card. She wasn't even near the girl, near the play, and same thing with Shelby Walter. Shelby was actually almost 8 yards away when she was issued the yellow card.
Well, that's interesting.
So those are hard things to watch.
Let's talk about the positives.
Okay.
Let's talk about the fact that when you needed turnovers at the end of the game, you got the ball out, you got it on the ground, and the transition game, I thought tonight, was outstanding.
It's not turning into a ton of goals, though, and that transition, when our middies and our defenders are working, running the ball up that quickly, we need to be able to go hard to goal. And that's something that we're going to work on in these next couple days. Because what the team we're going to see is going to be very similar to this one.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing about your team is how they never quit.
They never do.
They never quit. It does not matter what the score is.
No, it's not an option.
You've had some scores that haven't been so favorable for you. And they have never quit. And tonight was amazing.
Right. And we need to hear that. And they need to hear that. And I think that's really a positive thing to say to them. When they put their minds to it, they can get some stuff done. And sometimes it's not pretty, but it can be a fun little roller coaster ride, can it?
Yes. Well, and you know what, Coach? You don't get pretty points.
No, you don't.
At the end of the day, 3-0 in conference play.
Yep.
Moving in the right direction.
Sure.
And how about Molly Gonzalez finishing it off at the end?
Hey, it was not even a thought about who we were going to bring up here today. You know, we got to bring in the hero of the hour, don't we?
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Coach, congratulations. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thanks.
There she is, Kathy Raley. Now let's welcome her in. We might need to come on in. I know that Molly maybe is a little bit worried about the camera shots, so why don't we'll come down, we'll come down and join her.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about the camera.
Yeah, right? We said a couple of times tonight, Molly, big things come in small packages.
That's right.
And at the end of the game, you came up really big. What was going through your head as you knew you had a free position chance with the game on the line?
Well, I saw Holly Larimore go to the ground ball at the line, and my first thought was, I got to get open for her because I got the lane. And so I popped right out for her, and as I was going to the goal, got the foul, and when I got to the 8-meter, I was so nervous, but I kept telling myself, I got this. Like, I had confidence in myself. I missed two free position goals already, so I had to get it. And I got it.
It's pretty amazing that you had missed two free position goals already,
yet
you had that confidence in yourself. And I think that's what we were talking about with Coach, that your team never quits.
That's right.
Do you see that all the
time?
We
work hard every single day in practice. We work extremely hard. Coach is always making us run. Like, we're doing everything we can to make each other better. And we're always bettering each other, either offense, defense. Like, we're always got each other's backs.
No, you were down 8-3 late in the first half. You, in the final minutes of the game, were down by 2 and needed to come away with a turnover. How did this team not let any of those things overwhelm them, and how did this team handle those spots?
Well, one of our new team mottos this year is good teams find a way to win. We just started saying that to each other, and we kept saying that to each other, and we know we are a good team. We know we fight really hard, and so this year we've try to find a way to win, and that was our goal today. We knew we were not going to lose this game today, so, and we didn't.
It was amazing, and it was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, this was a, if you're coming out here on a Wednesday night, everybody right. got their money's
worth. Yeah, definitely.
Good entertainment,
Ma.
It
was a fun game.
Ma, congratulations on a big win. Congratulations on the game-winning goal, and we'll see you back here on Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good there job, she is, Molly Gonzalez, the hero tonight with a game winner in overtime. When we come back in, we'll get you the final stats, and we'll look ahead at what's next. It's the All Access Postgame Show on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.